support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Defense attorneys for former Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman are presenting closing arguments in his murder trial. Zimmerman is accused of killing teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida last year. NPR's Greg Allen says defense attorneys are urging jurors to reject the case laid out by prosecutors.
George Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, is giving the closing argument. He started off by telling the jury that they should not use their common sense and look at the big picture to decide what went wrong that night. He pointed out that under Florida law, the state has the burden of proof in showing that George Zimmerman did not act in self-defense. He said the state had not proven that fact and that jurors should not connect the dots and fill in the blanks and find George Zimmerman guilty.
Meanwhile, police in Sanford, Florida are urging residents to remain calm no matter what the verdict is. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is resigning. She's going to step down to become the president of the University of California system. Napolitano, the former governor of Arizona, will become the first woman to head the 10-campus system. Napolitano has served as Homeland Security Secretary for more than 4 years. Former NSA contractor Edward Snowden met with human rights activists at the Moscow airport where he's been staying for the last several weeks. One of the people who met with him is a Russian lawmaker, and he says Snowden wants to seek political asylum in Russia. Snowden has been granted asylum in 3 Latin American countries, but since his American passport has been annulled, it's unclear how he might travel there. 24 people are now confirmed dead in rural Quebec following last weekend's deadly train explosion. More than 24 people are still missing. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports much of the affected area is still considered hazardous.
A massive security fence still cordons off much of Lac Mégantic's downtown. Inspector Michel Forget with Quebec Police says the cleanup effort has just begun as the search for bodies continues.
The train that's behind us, there's some petroleum that's still in there. There's some gases, emanations. This is why we are acting very, very slowly.
A criminal investigation is underway. Police have officially identified the first remains, a 93-year-old woman named Eliane Parenteau. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lac Mégantic, Quebec.
Several attacks in Iraq today have left at least 24 people dead. Victims were killed when 2 bombs went off outside a mosque and when a suicide bomber attacked a funeral tent where mourners were receiving visitors. Another suicide bomber set off his device near patrolling police officers in the northern city of Mosul. 4 officers were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 15,481. The NASDAQ is up 7. You're listening to NPR. The Pakistani girl who was shot by the Taliban last year is speaking to hundreds of students gathered at the UN in New York. Malala Yousafzai is advocating for education for girls worldwide.
We must not forget that millions of children are out of their schools.
Malala, speaking on NBC, is celebrating her 16th birthday today. The UN has also released a report that finds 57 million children around the world are prevented from attending school. 3 people, including an American, were gored by bulls this morning in the morning's running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Lauren Freyer reports these are the first gorings in this year's festival.
With the launch of a flare, the bulls are let loose and the crowd goes running. Today was the 6th day of the annual Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, but it's the first day people were seriously hurt. 3 people were stabbed by bulls' horns, including one man thrown up in the air, then trampled for more than 30 seconds. 6 people were hospitalized. All are expected to survive. Tens of thousands of people attend Pamplona's summertime San Fermín festival, made famous by Ernest Hemingway's 1926 novel, The Sun Also Rises. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer says he has turned in some 27,000 petition signatures for his campaign to run for New York City comptroller. He only needed a little more than 3,700 valid signatures. Spitzer resigned as governor in 2008 in the middle of a prostitution scandal. He launched his new campaign for city office just this week. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, sponsor of NPR's Backseat Book Club. Learn more about this month's book selection at npr.org/backseat.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We'll be here with blues for you for the next 3 hours. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Right now we're going to go back a few years, a track from the disc back then album, Muddy Waters' King Bee. This one came out in 1980. Here's Muddy Waters with No Escape from the Blues.
Well, someone made a mistake when I set life on a bowl of food. That ain't no escape from the blues. You know, I haven't seen or heard of my woman since the last day when I got paid. She said, son, if you ain't got no money, I ain't gonna hang around and be your mate. Well, you know, I can see I was born to lose. For me, that ain't no escape from the blues. The welfare. You know, I gotta get myself a few stamps so I can buy myself a cup of coffee. Well, I can see now the goal to lose. For me, that ain't no escape from the blues. Front door line. Well, I can see that was born to lose. For me, that ain't no escape from the blues.
from her disc Blue House. That was Marcia Ball on piano and vocals with Red Beans, an old Muddy Waters tune. Before we heard Marcia on the 88s, we heard Muddy Waters himself from the album King Bee. Again, that one came out in the year of 1980. Muddy Waters doing No Escape from the Blues. And we have another Muddy Waters composition. So often, so many tunes recognized as being Muddy Waters pieces were penned by Willie Dixon. Muddy wrote a lot of really good blues himself. Case in point is this next one. We're going to listen to the legendary Rhythm and Blues review from a disc called Command Performance. This one came out in 2008, and music recorded on one of the West Coast cruise ships, cruises that specialized in the blues. And the musicians here, Ronnie Baker Brooks on guitar and vocals, also on guitar, Tommy Castro, and Deanna Bogart on piano, Magic Dick on blues harp. They're going to do a rendition of the Muddy Waters tune. She's 19 years old.
I'm gonna say this to you. I don't care how you feel. You just don't realize you got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old and got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, to make this young woman feel satisfied. Any blues lovers in the house tonight? Listen, I'm gonna say this to you. I don't care if you get mad. She about the best looking one that I ever had. She's 19 years old and got ways just like a baby child. Do to please her, to make this young woman feel satisfied. Maybe I'll give her some magic dick. We'll be right back.
to excuse me. I get carried away with these blues sometimes. Going. She tell me where she been. She start a conversation that don't have no end. You know why? She's 19 years old and got ways just like a baby child. Take me on to the house, fellas. Take me home. Nothing I can do to please her. But, Lord, have mercy, y'all. Nothing I can do to please this woman. Because she's 19 years old. She's 19 years old, y'all. But she got a body like she's fully grown. Well, 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 well. Hey. Nothing I can do to please this woman. To make this young woman feel satisfied.
Again, that was the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review from the disc Command Performance. Again, primary members of that band, Ronnie Baker Brooks, Tommy Castro, Deanna Bogart, and Magic Dick. And just sort of a throw-together group. Marsha Ball, I believe, it's on some tracks on this disc. Again, recorded during a blues cruise off the West Coast. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Had a request for a particular Memphis Mini tune. Here's Memphis Mini with Black Bob on piano, Casey Bill Weldon on guitar, Memphis also on guitars, and of course vocals, Memphis Mini with Selling My Pork Chops.
Be back today. You come and get some, but you sure can't stay long. I got 2 minutes I had to be waiting on. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't be maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Good enough for 2-3 days. Some of this stuff I'm sure got to give away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't be maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. Play now. Thank you.
try and understand. Oh, well, they said that little gal, she played guitar just like a man. Imagine that, she could play that thing. She loved dressing like a lady, all them fancy clothes. She wore a silver dollar bracelet for people every place she'd go. And one day she rode back into town with a new car and a National Steel guitar. The folks around there would see nothing like it. Well, now all life was traveling, any place that she could play, because she sure won't be out in the fields working every day. And I believe her life was hard, but she loved the blues. Man, that gal could play them.
Fiona Boys on guitar and vocals. Quite a guitarist, great vocalist, and good composer. This is from her disc Blues for Hard Times. It came out in 2011. A number called She Could Play That Thing. And Fiona Boys was, of course, referring to Memphis Minnie, whom we heard prior to hearing Fiona Boys. We heard Memphis Minnie from 1935, along with her, at the time, ex-husband, Casey Bill Weldon. And she did a number called Selling My Pork Chops. A requested number here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We're going to turn next to her first husband, Casey Bill Weldon, who was on that track with Memphis Minnie. He supposedly they were married in Memphis, so that's when they got together. They were both from Memphis, more or less. And anyway, by the time Memphis Minnie was recording, they had split up, and she had married Joe McCoy. That was in the late 20s. And we're going to hear, after we hear Casey Bill Weldon, we're going to hear Joe McCoy along with Memphis Minnie playing a slide guitar with a jackknife. Interesting tune. First, though, Casey Bill Weldon. He's best remembered for his composition Move to the Outskirts of Town, but he had a number of recordings out in the 20s and 30s. Quite an accomplished guitarist. Here is Casey Bill Weldon with a number called You Shouldn't Do That from 1937.
Rope and I believe I hang myself.
Shouldn't do that.
Gonna kill my baby, maybe she's got someone else.
Shouldn't do that.
I'm going to the river, gonna walk it up and down.
Shouldn't do that.
And I'm going to the river, gonna walk it up and down.
Shouldn't do that.
And my baby quit me, gonna jump overboard and drown.
Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that.
Gonna take my pistol, cock it in my baby's face.
Shouldn't do that.
face.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Before I go, I'm gonna kill my baby face.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Up again.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Gonna bury her, I'm gonna dig her up again.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Tell her why I killed her, what about her other men.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Crazy about that woman, can't see why it could be.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Crazy about that woman, can't see why it could be.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
Cause if she quit me, it'll be the end of me.
Shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that.
From 1931, that was Candace Jo McCoy on guitar and vocals with his wife. I think they were still married by then. Memphis Minnie on a slide guitar. Actually, again, she was using a jackknife for a slide on that particular track. My washwoman's gone. Before we heard Candace Jo McCoy and Memphis Minnie, we heard Casey Bill Whelan, who again had been married to Memphis Minnie before Joe McCoy was. He did a number called You Should shouldn't do that. We're going to turn next to a recording of, actually a little before those two. We're going to listen to Mississippi John Hurt, one of, I think it was around 13 tunes he recorded in the late 1920s before he went back to Mississippi to live in relative obscurity, at least musical obscurity, for 35 years. Here he is again from the late 1920s, Mississippi John Hurt, with a number called Ain't No Tellin'.
Don't you let my good girl catch you here. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. She might shoot you, may cut and stab you too. Ain't no telling what she might do. I'm up the country where the cold, sleet and snow. I'm of the country by the cold, sleet, and snow. Ain't no telling how much further I may go. Breakfast, yeah, my dinner in Tennessee. Eat my breakfast, yeah, my dinner in Tennessee. Eat my breakfast, yeah, my dinner in Tennessee. I told you I was coming, baby, won't you look for me? Hey, hey, set the soup in the clam. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tight. The way I'm sleeping, babe, my back and shoulders tight. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tight. Gonna turn over and try it on this side. My good girl catch you here. She might shoot you, may cut and stab you too. Ain't no telling what she might do.
Baby, My turkey red bloomers, they got a rumble seat. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Red rooster says, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Rich land woman, she says, any doodle-doo. Hurry home, sweet papa, and won't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone. Church, watch me go. My wings are sprouted out. The preacher told me so. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man. Everything's sitting right. My husband gonna wait till next Saturday night. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone.
Maria Muldaur with John Sebastian on guitar. That's from Maria's disc, Richland Woman Blues. It came out in the year 2001. She was doing the title track, which, of course, was a Mississippi John Hurt tune, whom we heard right before hearing Maria Muldaur. I never figure out why Maria didn't get more kudos for this particular disc. She apparently got an Indie Award, but I would have thought she would have garnered some really good blues awards, because she has a number of fine guitarists and extra vocalists with her on this particular disc, and some great people backing her up also. And she does a lot of fantastic old blues. Maria Muldaur. We heard, Mississippi John Hurt. We heard Hurt with a number called Ain't No Tellin'. He recorded that one back in 1928. Here's another one he recorded back in 1928, this time, though, done by Rory Block from her very recent release. The disc is called Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt. Here's Rory Block on guitar with her rendition of the John Hurt tune Frankie and Albert.
Done her wrong. Hey. Well, Frankie went down to the concert room. She didn't go to be gone long. Thought she'd be through the keyhole on the door. But Evan and I was on. He was my man.
but it done me wrong. Me wrong. Frankie called to Albert, and Albert said, I don't care. For your funeral come, take the woman you love, gonna hold you out of here. You was my man, but you done me wrong. Frankie shot old Albert, though she shot him 3-4 times. Send throw back, get the smoke of my gun, and he see old Albert done. He was my man. Frankie walk out on the stand, walk out side by side. Then the judge said, to Frankie, now you're gonna be justified. Killing a man, I know he done you wrong. Well, dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last words for Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He was my man, but he done me wrong. Done me wrong. And you done me wrong. She shot him 3-4 times. Stand back and let me see that man die. 'Cause he done me wrong. Tell no story, now I ain't gonna tell no lies. Said Albert Pass, fell over, go. The girl called Alice cried. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Well, dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last words, but for record, said, done laid old Albert down. He was my man, oh, hey, but he done me wrong. Oh, yeah. Low down, cheating, mistreating, time.
Frankie and Albert. Again, that was Rory Block from her latest disc, Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt. And again, a tune that Hurt recorded back in 1928. He was a wonderful rediscovery back in the early 1960s when he was came back out on stages and into recording studios, an elfin little man with an incredible talent and a very, very genteel presentation of the blues. We're going to turn here on KRVS to a couple of people that from that same era that also did well during the blues revival of the late 50s and on into the 1960s. In this case, we're talking about Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGee. We're going to turn to a disc called Blues Summit, which features Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Big Joe Williams, and Lightning Hopkins, all of them real powerhouse classic blues artists. There was a really great get-together with these guys back in July of 1960. Let me see, Lomax had brought in Lightning Hopkins to play at the Ash Grove and around Los Angeles, a very famous folk club back then. And the other characters also happened to be in the area, so they got together. Bess Lomax and John Lomax got all four of them together. And we can listen to principally Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGee. They're going to do a number called First Meeting, or sometimes referred to as Three Aces. And it's quite interesting. They're extemporizing. It's all, virtually all improvisation, and they sort of go back and forth and pick at each other. Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGee from July of 1960.
It's a long time meeting you, Lord, but you're welcome here.
I'm glad of that.
Lightning, it's a long time meeting you. Yes, but you're welcome here. Don't you know Brownie's your friend, Lightning?
I believe that.
Please, 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 please don't have no fear.
I ain't got too much.
One never knows, does one?
Brownie's having deed, I've been thinking about it. Ever since you wrote that sweet letter to me.
I want you to answer to sometime.
Brian, I'm sorry, it's been a long time since you wrote that sweet letter to me. But this is your answer now, Brian. And this is sound to Brian McGee.
Be sure to send it to USA.
I heard you was coming to town, and you know your way around. I got plenty of women that say you're gonna take every one I got in town. Brownie, you shouldn't do that. Sometime it make me feel blue and bad.
Better watch yourself, fella.
But I still be thinking about them women if you was to take one. Oh, yeah, that little girl I used to have. All right, Brownie.
I don't want your woman, Lightning.
Please, sir, don't get my woman.
Lord, if she don't want me.
Oh, I see.
Don't you know I wasn't born in Texas? Brownie McGee, I'm from Tennessee.
That's what I figured.
Lord, I'm a woman's lover.
Yes, you is.
Lord, how much, and I'm known in every man's town.
Yeah.
Lighting, don't you know the women? They all start looking for me.
Yeah.
Great God Almighty, when that evening sun goes down.
But here's the story about that bride.
Tell me the truth, don't lie to me.
You know, late in the evening, I'm sitting on my porch.
Yeah.
My light turned on, and I can't tell who I can see the most. I see little bitty women and great big women too. Come and ask me, Daddy, you're all right. Just tell me what you want me to do. I said nothing. Brian McGee, pole lighting's all right right now. But you know, if you keep on living with them old good women, Brian, oh yeah, you gotta make it somehow.
Lightning, can't you always tell?
Yeah.
When your woman treats you mean.
Yes, I can.
Your meals ain't never ready.
And your
house ain't never clean.
That's a shame.
You better be on your P's and Q's. Yes, Sam, when I'm in your town.
I'm gonna try that.
Well, they found out I'm the only man can bake bread.
Sure not.
Lord, with his damper damper.
That's what I said, but I got something to tell you about that.
I like good cooking too, though.
You bake your bread in California. I bake mine in Houston too. I got some women in Houston. I hope you come over there, cause they'll make a fool of you. You better be careful, Brian McGee. Lord, about how you keep messing with me.
Take your time.
Well, I got some sweet women to cook my bread. And I got a whole lot of women ain't never seen.
Give
me
life.
Light, and I say fools are made, not born.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a man, no. Everywhere. Yes, fools are made, they're not born. Lord, I'm a man that's known most everywhere. Well, Lightning, don't you know, if I ever come down to Houston, great God Almighty, old Brown and McGee is gonna be known down there.
Yeah. Pretty nice, Brian. I know the poor Brownie. He know the way around. But I didn't know, Brownie, that you had no woman in Houston town. But don't, please, Brownie, will you please don't mess with mine. But you better be careful by the street you walk on. If you shouldn't make up your mind to come to Houston town, Poor Lightning will be around.
So long, pal.
And happy day to you.
Again, from July 6th of 1960, the first meeting in California between Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGee. Really, really interesting, those two guys playing off each other like that. And again, it's all improv, all extemporizing in the format of the blues. Both those guys, of course, did very well during the blues revival that started in the late 1950s. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles, and we also stream audio on the web at krvs.org. Check out our website. There are podcasts of locally produced programs that you can download, the playlists of locally produced programs, and of course a schedule that lets you know what programs air when and all sorts of information. You can also pledge your financial support to public radio here in Acadiana at that website, securely online, again at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, and we do need that that component, your support for these broadcasts. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is presently 11 a.m.